on KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
All right, time for Tuesday morning news here on KX93.5, starting off locally, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. Laguna Beach police arrested three Los Angeles residents on Saturday, whom they suspect of stealing more than $11,000 worth of clothing from the high-end downtown jeans store, Robin's Jeans. $11,000 worth of jeans.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's not a lot of jeans.
Well, apparently not, but police shut down Forest Avenue for cars for about an hour as they retrieved loot that thieves abandoned as they attempted to flee. The three suspects were detained after a short foot pursuit by police. They also seized the thieves' getaway vehicle. A similar break-in occurred at the same store last October. Those thieves made entry under cover of darkness and eluded police. Police recovered merchandise totaling, yes, $11,553. Given their price tag, as Jason said, it's not as much stuff as you might think.
This is it.
The designer jeans range in price from $279 to $639 for the ones with crystals on the back pockets.
You know what? If you're selling jeans for $700, you can kiss my you-know-what.
Maybe it's like a big marketing ploy.
Really?
Because I don't think Robin's Jeans gets that much attention unless they're burglarized.
Oh, you're thinking that they got some friends in.
They got a little PR scheme.
You reckon? Could be.
Yeah.
11 grams of the jeans is what? So if they're, let's say they're an average of $500.
Right.
Right.
That's only 20 pairs of jeans.
It's not a huge amount of jeans.
You
is
can
it?
Fit all those. You can carry that many jeans out there.
Them, they must have a semi at parts out. On the
no,
side,
oh, they just need two hands.
Two guys, yeah.
Take the whole thing out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I got the traffic alert this weekend that said Forest Avenue's closed for police activity. I'm thinking, oh, my God, there must be a shootout. But
yeah.
Nope.
No, it was
jean
for an
thief.
Hour. Yeah. They picked up these jean people.
What a nightmare.
I don't know. We're not condoning. We should say that KX93.5 and its board of directors do not condone thievery of any kind.
Especially jeans.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to a police blotter song on Friday, perhaps, about this subject. Maybe.
Who's wearing these jeans with these little
diamond
things?
Exactly. See? You see?
It's Persians. That's
you
who
see?
It is. You Persian fools with your diamond jeans. I don't know.
I think you're going to write a song about this.
Maybe.
A 40-year-old man looking at Orange County News Now was identified Monday as the person who was found dead under a freeway overpass. Keith Smith of Bremerton, Washington, was found shortly before 2:25 p.m. Friday underneath the 73 near an on-ramp by MacArthur Boulevard. Coroner officials said yesterday that Smith died from blunt force trauma to the head and ruled his death as suicide after an autopsy was performed. Police did not have more details, and officials are continuing to investigate, according to a spokeswoman for the Newport Beach Police Department.
Wait, what? He's got a forced blunt instrument
to the
head.
He jumped off the 73.
Oh, he jumped off it.
He jumped off the 73.
Let's say it was an instrument to the head.
No.
Whacked himself on the head or something.
Blunt force to the head.
Oh, blunt force to the head,
right. He jumped off the...
Off the bridge.
Off the bridge.
Oh, my God. In for happier news... No?
No, it gets worse. Right. It just gets worse. I'll keep going if you'd like.
Yeah.
Good transition, but if only. One quick international story for you. The Zika virus. Remember the Zika virus?
I remember it. It was the...
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I remember
well,
it very well.
Apparently, it's scarier than first thought. And its impact on the U.S. could be greater than predicted. A wider range of birth defects have been linked to the virus.
Yeah.
And the mosquitoes that carry the virus could travel to more U.S. states than previously thought.
Right.
The current Zika outbreak began almost a year ago in Brazil. Earlier this year, Obama asked the U.S. Congress for $1.8 billion in emergency funds to combat the virus. And in the meantime, it's been using money totaling $589 million left over from Ebola.
Ebola! Remember Ebola?
You missed these diseases.
I remember Ebola. I preferred Ebola. It was further away.
Yeah.
The Zika thing, that's too close to home.
Yeah,
can't
it
make
is.
Fun of it.
No, it is.
Yeah.
People are pregnant.
Yeah.
You know?
Not nice.
Anyway.
You know who's got small heads? Mosquitoes.
You think that's the correlation?
I think they're like, I've got a small head, why not you?
This is why I read the news and you're
I'm just commentating. I have nothing to say about this. It's a horrible disease. I'm glad I haven't got it.
Good, me too. It's KX93.5.